This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So he brings you all the Chazal that speak Baruchus about Gehenim and having Klim at Sias. Samachay, Valzamer Shlokish, Shein Gehenim was a lover, Kashbroch, Moitzchamin, Atiko, Umakdira, Rishoyim, Nidoyin, Rasik, Mishrapi, Menu. Vehema tzadikim shazochu litchia, v'amdu b'mumon, k'ma shaholchu meischigia oisumai b'mumai. K'ma shalom chazal, shem alayimu min ashrayim, yipaisan acherim heim. So he brings over here the Gemara, that the reason why is it that tzadikim get up with a mum and it gets healed, is that people shouldn't say there's somebody else, and, you know, they substitute somebody. So they get up with their mum and I want to explain this. Just all of these mamarim, I need some hesbed understanding them. So let's take a mashal with a person who has a certain personality. Whatever, everyone has his strengths, his weaknesses. If the person comes up without his weakness, then be'etzim it's not the same person. So almost like Yitzchok said, "Akol kol Yaakov edayim de Esav." It feels like Esav, but it doesn't sound like him. So it would be'etzim be a new bria. It wouldn't be a tchia of the old person, because a person's chisaron is mitzarev to him. We are what we are, including our chesroiness. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings you up as you were, and the refuah is chal on that person. He doesn't mean that people shouldn't say, you know, there'll be tchias amazing, people say, it's not tchias amazing, HaKadosh just made new people. I wonder who's going to be around then to say it, and like, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can create people, what's the, you know, the teretz is, for us
Rabbi
to be,
what? Rabbi has a, yeah, it's on Rabbi's shirt.
A bug?
Yeah.
There it is. Okay. I wonder from where that came, the Kurdish, which, but Al-Kapanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not just that people will say or won't say, it's that, be'etzim, that's what it is. If we see somebody comes into this world, Lamashal, imagine somebody's born, fully formed, everything's good, and I say he's be'etzim, a limping person who's been healed. He's not. His atzmius is a person who's walking. But if you come with the limp and then it gets healed, that's so the oimbim mumman shemale yomru ashrayim rifos acherim heim. It's not just shemale yomru that some silly gossip will say. It be'etzim is like that. That's how we're toifus it. Ve'vi uraya lezeh midechsiv. Hina yom ba berk atano ve kol zaydim kol eis risha kash ve liat eis ma yom ba ma shen sfok shen daz ve khul ve doshu le le shesh ba lem hazav le naflam haba ve tzadik shen shrapim ba doshu shlokes ve zocher chem yure shmi shem et stoku mapi ve kafeh. Now let me explain this piece also. You know, it says it's the same shemesh that will be merapa these people and will destroy these people. What's the inyan as the same shemesh, and so on? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din is not there. It doesn't start with the iser and the punishment. Lemarshal, if a doctor tells people you have to take a certain vitamin. These vitamins, you need to have X vitamin. The people who take it will look well. The people who don't take it will look terrible. And the reason is because be'etzim it's a samarpe, and therefore its effect will be either good or bad depending on your shaychus to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is a Shemesh Mapid. It's what is good. So, in other words, the Tzuras Adam is the following mitzvahs, the following inyanim, and the following in midas, and so on. a person who realizes those, then his chiyus comes from that. The reason why I'm so robust and healthy is because I do all the things that I'm supposed to do, give me chiyus. The reason why I'm sickly and not well is because I don't do these things. It's not two separate things. It's hayinu hach. There is no, it sounds like Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't say, you know what, anyone who dares do X, Y, Z, I'm going to punish him. Kadosh Baruch Hu is be'etzem describing for us what toiv is, and b'meila the people that don't do toiv are destroyed by it. The people who do toiv are nisrapa by it. Maybe razim echsiv in a yom, but yeah. V'tzadik shalab badosh shlok zozochem yerushmit shemet stokmar from the fair. Being an of Gehenim, this is not. We're not talking about that Gehenim. The Pirshu b'Tchilas Sefer Savadizora, Batas Adam Kedia Yam, Madagim b'Yam Kimishakodaleim Cham Miad Meisim, Apni Adam Kimishakodaleim Cham Miad Meisim, V'Midu B'Olam Habak Tivri Shlokish, and Shlokish and Gehenim Asid Lava El Kach Baruch Tchalin Atika, V'Biur Ukizu Amem Shlokish Einu B'Olam Habo, V'Olam Shachar Atchiyak Matzan Asidim, the Vayeh B'Rais Nusas Hashem Isparach. So the Olam HaTchiyah is a type of world that will reject some of the people and will give chiyus to some people. Imagine that Lasid Lavo and Olam Haba, Kadosh Baruch Hu opens up the big doors of the new world, and it looks like a Beis Medrash, a lot is far. Some people will jump and get a lot of chiyus. Some people look at it and they're going to frown and turn colors. This is it. I get no chiyus from this. It's the same mitzias. It's totally in the mekabel how it reacts to it. The end of the habak yeshlokish am shlokish again as lover comes from the tik. I be as is a member shlokish in of the habak, but oyle machat chiyuk mashan esid levay brayz gmurus as Hashem yisparach. There was a person who once donated a lot of money to me, yeshiva, way before my time, Rabbi Zudel's times. I don't know, he wasn't a frum person really, and I donated a substantial amount of money, and then he died in a while, and at some point later his children came. I think they wanted the money back or something. I don't know exactly what the details were. This whole thing was in the 60s for me. So they made like a big mesiba for the person. They put a big plaque for his father, and Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said a shmuz. And he said, Reb Chaim had a very picturesque way of speaking. He said, Rabbeisai, I'm now standing and looking into Gan Eden. Mr. So-and-so has just walked in Gan Eden, but he's lost. Everybody's sitting and learning, and he's looking and around, and he has no idea what's going on. And I now see Rabbi Zudel walk in, and he takes this person and sits down and learns b'chavrusa with him. That was the way he described the scene. But the pshat is, if you're going to the world, as love is my ruchnistic world, people who the same thing is true. Even sharper, the melitza moitzi chamin atika means that things will stand in the sharpest of lights, pure emes. Now, pure emes for people who hate sheker and despise everything that's kind of not really true, a world of pure emes is life-giving. It's a wonderful world. For people that live a whole life with sort of fooling themselves, fooling other people, and so on, it's a gehenim. It's a terrible world. Somebody once came to Rimnitzer Rebbe, and this person was having a lot of trouble with the government. And he said, Rebbe, you know, help me. So he said, what's the matter? He said, the Rishoyim over here have made all sorts of blood libels against me, spread all sorts of lies, and they want to lock me up in jail for Nazalon Chol Chol. So the Rebbe said, Yerotzen, that the truth should come to light. He says, what's the problem? He says, they made up such bulbulish garim. And so he said, no, so Beis Hashem, the truth would come to light. And this poor guy didn't know, like, you know, how to get out of it. Like, you know.
What a curse.
What a curse. V'chein ha-mem razu shni oid b'eshes rabba. Gal v'cham yishle natik. Maitam l'shem esem oil behem. U'brecha shemayim l'fona b'shoa. Shu yoytzak ha-shbrochu matish krecha b'mayim. Shu yeitzim yisuf sa'ilam. Avla sedlova ha-shbrochu ma'artoloi milayit b'eshe shoyim. Matam v'li eto yisem ha-yoyim ha-bo. V'atidea shedin gehenem chol yoyim u'mechal ha-zman ahu achshav. V'en shazim v'chazal. V'ze ha-niska b'kan b'zu ha-memre eina la sedlovoi. V'kishisart la-shemesh. Min anartik hazeh she'izkira lov, shu b'soich b'olam hazik, m'shkozov shem esamor b'hem. V'chziru oid memru, zu b'medesh tehillim, v'omu makash b'ocho yislosid lov, v'shozun atikum v'il rekei ha'sheni, domo yishoyim, chayin divre ha'chocha ma'achu v'er b'yuhudu v'loi oma, lo yoyim v'lo gehenim, ala eish, he she'yitzis m'gufa sh'oshim ala tosoy. And again, this is all, it's all pointing on the fact that it's the rab etzim that it's not an outside punishment. If a kid takes the chocolate that when he shouldn't have, I give him a patch, the patch is not be'etzim in the chocolate. There's no reason in the world why it should be painful if he ate the chocolate, but I've imposed on it. This is like a stomachache when you eat what you were told not to eat. It's something where it's be'etzim in the person. Shekosav ve'elo l'chapers d'orin oylam, ve'chiyal alev gyos ha'shas shom shok shen gehenim. Ve'kama b'rais ishnuiz b'shas bin yamokrim, ve'ishahu, on and on, ketanya b'psochim, omer b'esi oshba k'shboch v'sheni b'shabes, ein loy k'vi oylamis, ve'yimak shen shlok shmena b'raisa, v'sais d'or b'tyufta, v'atzen shlok shizke b'erivin oshla gehenim, v'loshatz m'chiyach shalom ha'en gehenim b'oylam, ala en gehenim losid lovoy. So Rish Lakish doesn't hold there's no Gehenim in our framework, in the Lasid Lavai, in the punishment of the Rishayim, does not do with Gehenim. Vim calls a Gilan Daita Ravzal Shumaim in Boinishdin Vetzar, Yea Bezes Mashiach Hamobis, Shulayz Bail Daita Bashas, Lim Stopik Men, Alusadin Vetzar Zer. So Lemaisa, the Rambam also mentioned that there's some sort of din and tsar and so on. So he doesn't, so he has different understanding, but the Cholofin, the Ikar Amunah is not how many fires in Gehenim and how it burns. The Ikar is just an Einish. V'zeh natzos the Ravzal v'limut schus l'chocham gadol v'chos gemoisezal v'pirish l'memesh v'shlokesh l'tishabes taskas ha-talmidim v'shlis v'chatzenu shatinam liba. So he has two pshatim. One pshat is, one nekuda is this inyan of that there's a difference between lasid lavoi and after misa. And secondly, the pshat that Ram himself says, he talks about oinshim, oinshim, and tsar, and so on. So I'm saying, ukol shadom mevum div chachom v'chayz biyad mekabli ha-teira v'ozna kar shegehenu m'mokoy ma-din ha-mishpot l'anish b'achatorim nafshoysom v'yisurim v'tzah shenam din v'olam hazeh l'fi shisurim hazeh b'guf shafel gas ha-briya v'av ha-hergish. We have a limit what we feel. V'koy v'da oynish v'atzahu b'nefesh ha-zaka v'adaka b'riyasa ukamay shehergish odom v'negiya samach v'psori rav mehergish ha-chamor v'gas b'riyasa. So people who are physical and coarse and thick don't feel so much tsar. People more refined feel more tsar. I want to add another nekuda that we could be misbeinin on. Rarely, rarely, if ever, is chas v'shalom a person who takes his life because he has physical pain. There are extraordinary circumstances, but most people complain bitterly, are very upset, but they don't see a misa as an option for it. Rachman al-san, people that have been humiliated, embarrassed, discovered, they're the people that commit suicide. People who feel humiliated and embarrassed, v'chulu v'chulu. And I've known one or two people who are fine people, they're fine people, they're chesed fine people, they had a very honorable standing in society. Each one of the two, for whatever reason, ended up in disgraced. And you watched, I saw them afterwards, they were like zombies. They were not. They lost all the chiyus. They were shevir kelim. So the tsar of a nefesh is much deeper, and hurts much deeper in a much deeper way than tsar guf. Ve'oida din az nichbal mchuyove akores b'yema din agodol v'nidonim amikhenem at she miskalim shem. Oyle das bishlokish shebecham ayitzim atik and nidonim. Mekomokom yisur eish lagenem azumenohu, which inspires the Milo. Mekan yovin kol bal seichel, she'in machlekes marasena be'ikar kol ikar din ha'ilu asudim kol deverim oyim usim echad. Okay, tomorrow is not going to be about Thursday nap, Sunday nap, Monday, Mes Hashem. So, Monday we'll zoom, hopefully the printer's working by then.